What's up, everybody? It's another Code Pen Radio, and I'm just talking really fast. It's not, I mean, if your podcast is already set at 2x, you're screwed, because that was really fast.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. All right. Steven's here with me. Hey, Steven.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah. We're going to be talking about keyboard shortcuts, specifically in Code Pen, but, you know, generally, hopefully it's kind of useful to your web app, too. If you have a web app, you know, maybe you want keyboard shortcuts in there, too. They're awfully popular, you know, but there's a lot to talk about. I feel like we've talked about it before on this show, but it's been a while, certainly. And what comes to mind is, and I feel like I just have to say it because that's how my brain works, they are extremely challenging. And let me lay out the reasons why they're especially challenging for us. A, it's an app that developers use and they just want keyboard shortcuts. Like, I have lots of provable evidence that they do, you know? They love them. Yeah.
There's two types of users. The ones that click everything and the ones that keyboard everything.
And it's
very particular.
I straddle both worlds a little bit because there's certain keyboard commands that I just need. You know what? I swear to God, I didn't force this, but Command K in the new editor, the one that can do everything, it really has like in my muscle memory. So that's one of the reason that's cool is because you don't actually have to memorize 100 keyboard shortcuts. You just memorize the one and then you can do all this stuff. And by all this stuff, I mean all the stuff. You can do anything that the new editor can do. You press Command K and so Command K mercifully is allowed to be able to use. So here's my setup that I always do. If you want to write an app that has keyboard shortcuts on the web, there's an operating system, and the operating system has keyboard commands too. And if the operating system has a keyboard command that it doesn't want you to have, you're not going to have it. Like, that has the ultimate control. Like, that's the thing that the buttons you press on the keyboard, their first stop is your operating system. And if it wants to eat it, I guess is the right term or whatever, or keep it for itself, it just will. And there's plenty of keyboard shortcuts in that world, and they're not the same from operating system to operating system, but they're not that bad. I don't run into that one all that much for issues. Then there's the browser itself, and that one, this is like more of a pertinent issue. And so like Chrome or Firefox or Safari, they also have a whole bunch of key commands that they take for themselves. So if they don't want you to have access to it, you can't have it. There's no way to have it, you know?
Nope.
I think that's fascinating. Like you can have Command S, which is normally save in other apps, but browsers don't care about save. So you can like have that one. That's cool. So we latch into that and map it to PenSave. Like, why not? You know, you don't absolutely need it, but it can be satisfying. But like Command P, I think that's print, right? Like, you can't have that one. I'm trying to think of examples.
There are some browser ones that can be overridden, like Command S and Command P. So like in CodePen,
that's when you can
the
have
Omnibar. We have that map to Command K, like you mentioned, but Command P also brings it up, because that's a common command palette thing for like VS Code and other editors.
Yeah.
We also have it mapped to Command O, believe it or not.
So there's different levels of this. Yeah, yeah. The command palette thing, and Command Shift P, I think, opens it too. I have muscle memory for that too.
But there are some that are restricted. I think like Command T for like opening a new tab, like you can't override that.
Yeah, you're not going to have it. Or Command N for a new window and stuff. So there's browsers, and they have two classifications, maybe more, of keyboard shortcuts that are like, these are ours, you can't have them. These are, if you bind something to it, we'll just give up ours completely. And then there's even browsers like Arc that have weird stuff going on in them. I just come up with this one a lot. Like, I'm just in love with Arc's Command Shift C to copy the current URL. In fact, every other browser I try, I either make an extension that does it, or look for an extension that exists, because I just have so much muscle memory for that now. I'm just forever copying URLs.
Yeah.
But they'll be like, if it happens to fight a key binding that a web app already has, it'll like somehow sort of know that, and it'll be like, hey, just do it again if you want Arc to respond to it.
I like that approach. And they let you change the key binding in Arc, like if you want that one to always default to the browser, or if you want that to the Arc one to always override that.
Right.
That's
then they give you even more control. Incredible. So that's just the browser, and that's fine. So that's what you're up against in your web app for your keyboard bindings. What we're up against is a little bit more, because now the main thing that you're doing in CodePen, I mean, for a lot of people, is coding. So we have an app called CodeMirror, an app, I guess. It's like a component or a library or whatever that provides like the bones of the editor experience. So we have these instances of CodeMirror. Now, CodeMirror has its own a whole bunch of keyboard shortcuts, because it should. Yeah, there you can see, if you're just listening, Stephen is like moving lines up and down with special shortcuts and stuff like that. Those are provided by CodeMirror, and you just get a full set of them. I don't think it's automatic, because as we've talked about, CodeMirror 6 is super weird, and yeah. You have to kind of add packs.
Right. They've got a default key mapping kind of thing that you can include, but you can also just do it piecemeal and get specific ones you want, or completely custom.
Right. So we probably do both, knowing us. You know, we like add our own and we use their pack or whatever. So already we have tons of them. We also use this piece of software called Emmet. And Emmet is known for having its own little pile of shortcuts about, there you're showing the HTML thing, but it also provides keyboard shortcuts that a lot of people kind of even forget about. There's like expanding selections inward and outward are special Emmet ones. Right. And stuff. And we kind of don't want to mess with them. Like if you have some muscle memory for Emmet, I'd like to just leave those alone. So if you imagine every keyboard shortcut that exists, which is we can't use single letters. Some of you are lucky out there that have web apps that don't have a lot of like inputs and text areas and stuff. If you're in a text area, if you press a single letter key, it better make that letter key in the input or text area.
You can't override that. No.
Yeah. But like GitHub, for example, you don't do like a lot of typing like that. I mean, yes, I know you're making issues and stuff, but they have a lot of keyboard shortcuts on github.com that are just single letter do stuff. We have like none of those, because it's just, that's not going to work for us. So for the most part, it's like, you know, if you're on a Mac, it's command. If you're on a window, it's control and a letter or a number are very common. So there's like a ton of those, like that, you know, the command K and all that stuff. But then of course you can hold the shift key too. You can hold the option key too. You can hold the control T key, and you can combo those up. So every combo, there's a lot actually. It's every key times, you know, the five or six different modifier combinations that you can have. It's a lot, but there's also just a lot of commands. So surprisingly, there's not like an absolute ton of gaps. And there's also kind of like good and bad real estate. You know, like those single letter ones are pretty good. And I don't know, like the option key is always a little bit like, I don't know, option key feels like the you're slumming it a little bit with the keyboard shortcut. Not entirely, but you know, it's nobody's favorite one, you know. And then control is weird, because control is still control on Windows, but it's very much less used on a Mac. So you're like, what kind of combination stuff can I do without leaving Windows users out of it? Complicated territory. That all to say, I just like explaining to people how complicated this is, because every time we get into it, it's something.
Yeah.
And this is, for the most part, has been done on the new editor. Like we have a bunch of cool ones. We document it. It's better than it's ever been or whatever. But Stephen, you just got into improving it a little bit more for specifically kind of code editor related shortcuts. And this is based on some user feedback from the Discord, but not just like one person. We heard it from multiple people and stuff. It's one of those things where like, yeah, that should be better, you know? And there's always this issue that we're always facing with how did it work before? What was the classic editor like? And in the classic editor, there's three editors, HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. You couldn't even close them. They were just, you could minimize them, but they're just open all the time. And because of that, you know, forever, I think it was just command 1, 2, 3 or something pretty easy. You could move the focus from one to the other.
Command,
and then in this new editor,
one,
we're like, you know what? Like, we don't know if there's three open, or we don't know what files are going to be in those spaces if they are. I think, I don't know, we just didn't think hard enough about it originally, but it's back. So that's your setup. Steven, what's up with these new, like, how are we doing now with shortcuts in this editor?
Yeah. So if you're coding and you like just sticking to the keyboard, for the most part, having these focus commands is super helpful. And so we just kind of moved the ones from the classic editor because they honestly just make a lot of sense. If you do command option one, that's going to be your first open editor, command option two for the second, command option three for the third.
So it's whatever is open. That's the thing, right?
Right. But if you have, you know, only two editors, it's just going to be command one and command two. You know, the third one's not going to do anything. Right. And that's
fine. You also imagine in your head, there's these three editor tab groups and you can put whatever you want in them. And what these keyboard commands do is change the focus between whatever the active file in that group is. And that's right. I think it makes perfect logical sense and nobody's going to have any trouble with it, but you kind of do need to stop thinking, oh, command option one is go to my HTML file. You're like, well, it might be, but it's really just whatever is open in that first tab group.
Right. But you can have, you know, just one editor open. You can have multiple tabs in the editor and all that, but command option one is going to focus you in an editor as long as you have at least one tab open.
Pretty cool. There's a nice little blue flash, people. I think it's really classy. I was so excited when Steven showed that to me. We use it for other things. You just kind of reused a thing we already had, but it's really nice.
Yeah, at command. So the focusing the editors is great, but sometimes you need to move into the preview after you've made a change. You want to test something out. Command option four will get you there.
Oh, does that moves focus inside the preview?
Yeah.
Oh, too bad you can't get out.
Right. So the only problem here is the iframe likes to eat those key commands. So if you try and hit something else, it's probably not a bug.
This is a
that's just know, how
you're
browsers
kind of
work.
On a different website when you're in an iframe, you know, and it's correctly getting the events that it's getting. And
right. So you can see I'm focused here on an element that's inside
you're
of this
literally
this
getting
iframe.
Focus. That's cool.
But if I hit tab again, at least a couple times, I should be focused out of it.
Yeah, you can tab out of an iframe. That's merciful of browsers to do.
Okay, there we go. It took a few tabs. There's some hidden elements in there.
Yeah, once you're focused on something on CodePen, your keyboard commands for CodePen will work again.
Right.
Yeah.
So command option five is now toggle console. That gives us
the
in editor console. You can hit it again to tuck that back away, and that's great.
So editor, so yeah, 1, 2, 3 for the describe groups, 4 for the preview, 5 for the console. That's a lot, but they're all in a row. That's
2, 3, 4, and then you may have to exit back out, but then 5 will get you to the console. And so, you know, if you've got very flexible hands, you can also trigger some advanced shortcuts. So the first, whatever editor you're focused on, if you hit command option E, that's going to maximize it, which is really great. But if you want to maximize...
Whatever you're on, E means like expand, I guess, would be a way to think about it.
Or editor, you know, whatever. You can't bind to M. That has a lot of implications with the with the operating system. So command option E there is your expand editor command. But you can also
minimize
do...
Minimize probably on Mac OS, right? Or something like that.
Right, or maximize with other combinations. Yeah, it's tricky. But command option shift... and then the editor number will maximize
command
that editor.
Option shift. So it's a lot of keys, but in my past, it was all about Photoshop and all three of my, I don't know if that has a special name. Is that like hyper or something? I don't know if it is, but they called it the claw. Cause you had to, you have to use so many modifiers. That and P in Photoshop was save for web, which was one of those classics in Photoshop. That was probably the only keyboard shortcut I used that had that many, but now I'm so fond of it. Like I almost like keyboard shortcuts that are all of them. Cause then you don't have to think about it. I always hate it when it's like, you know, which one is option or control or whatever. But so I like these, it's all of them, all the modifiers plus 1, 2, and 3. And what do they do again? They focus and expand
a specific editor. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then from there, so we've got some more like globalish ones like command U for toggling minimal UI if you like the look of that. If you hit command option U, that toggles between the different layouts. So mm-hmm. split or editors or preview.
Yeah, that's nice. I've been using this one for some reason. It's kind of nice, you know, like for a minute, you just don't even want to see the preview. Like, just give me a minute.
You know? Well, if you like that, then Command Option Tab is a great one. So this is something new I came up with just for cycling focus, basically. So the editors you have open, if you hit Command Option Tab, you'll cycle through them this full screen view, full editor view of that specific one. And then if you keep going, you'll cycle over to the preview, to the console, and then back to the split view.
It's just cycling. You don't have to remember individual commands. You just use Command Option U, and then you're going to get the first editor maximized, the second editor maximized, if it's open, right? Would it just, does it just skip over
Command
it
Option if there isn't? Command Option Tab. We'll cycle through them.
Command Option
right.
Tab.
So if you only have one editor open, it'll just cycle a little more quickly.
More quickly. Yeah, that's nice. So it's, yeah. Is it Command Option Shift Tab to go backwards? Probably not.
No, it doesn't work that way.
Does it go backwards? But there's so few of them. You just keep going, just going. It's like that scene in a...
Right. Yeah, you're only like five away. Or if you're in one of them and you want to get back to the kind of standard layout, you can Command Option 0 to kind of reset to the split view and sidebar open.
Oh, Command Option 0 is like, put it all back.
Command Option 0.
That's nice. That's worth remembering. And it's probably kind of easy to remember because you've already memorized 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Just 0 is like abort. Abort.
Exactly.
It reminds me though of the tabbing one, like in Toy Story when the pig is changing the channel on the TV really fast with his hoof, you know? And they're like, You passed it. He's like, too late. We gotta keep going. Circle.
Exactly.
Around. Yeah.
Just picture him as you're doing it. But yeah, we have plenty of other key bindings. There's a whole list of them. If you go to the controls menu and keyboard shortcuts or search for that in Omnibar, it's got a whole list of all the ones that are bound there.
Yeah, and that's nice. It's like how you're not going to remember this podcast. Just open the modal. They're there. Which you can open the modal from Command K. Probably, right?
Right. If you're ever lost, like the Omnibar is gonna be the place to go. That you can just quickly type and find it, or even like search for files and like get that file open. So even if you've got a tab for it and it's in mm-hmm. some editor somewhere, you know, you've got 20 tabs open, doesn't matter. Just search for the file and we'll open the nearest tab of that.
That's probably worth knowing. That works really well on CodePen is the Command K, like I've said a million times, but then just like type the first few letters of a file. We like sort those really high in the Omnibar. So you just type a few letters and the first thing in a menu of choices is always selected. So the return key is going to just pick that first one. That is nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And we mentioned Command Shift P earlier.
Yeah.
That is actually bound to searching specifically for commands. So if you don't want to search files, if you don't want to search anything like that, if you do Command Shift P, that adds this little carrot.
Like trims
in
down
there.
The menu to only commands. Yeah, because it's not just files, isn't there? There's more stuff. There's like blocks. Like you could search for SAS and it'll bring up the SAS block or whatever. That's probably not there when you're searching for.
Right.
For other
but
things.
If you can start to learn these prefixes, there's like blocks, colon, and it'll search for specific blocks. Mm-hmm. Commands is the caret.
Oh yeah, and then there's settings in there. That's really nice because you're like
files settings.
Can't you imagine your brain going just like, oh, I just want to add a tag to this pen. Command K tag. That's it.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, sure you could filter by it, but like it's nice to just Command K and then just see what you get for the search tag, and it's going to be there. It's very, very comprehensive in a way. I didn't mean to make this like the cell Command K episode. We could probably do a whole episode on the Omnibar because it really required some like engineering effort to make work, you know. It's I like the things when we benefit from like an adherence to a coding philosophy, you know, in a way that the success of Blocks, or the upcoming success of Blocks, I should say, is like a very strict adherence to a coding philosophy about how what they accept and what they return. And the Omnibar is kind of the same thing. Like, it's, this is not a haphazard thing that's like, I don't know, we just wrote up a bunch of stuff that it does and it just calls functions and stuff. It's like, no, you have to like register these commands in a strict way, and the UI is built from that registry and all this.
And that handles keyboard shortcuts, that handles the Omnibar. Like, it's a whole system that was very intentional. And some of the feedback we've gotten, you know, over the years with the classic editor and with the new one, has been like, oh, I have a really specific keyboard and this key command doesn't work. Can I change it? Well, not yet, but we have it set up in a way that will allow us to implement that. But, you know, we got to add APIs. There's a lot of UI considerations into like how you customize these commands and all that. But, you know, imagine in the near future, the keyboard shortcut modal allowing you to change a command to match up to whatever you like.
That would be nice. I see that in native apps a lot more than I do in web apps, but there's at this point, there's no huge thing stopping us. I also don't mind features where it's like a super user feature, and that like, if it doesn't work for you, you probably won't even write to support, because you kind of know that it's on you in a way, you know?
Yeah.
We'll probably have a big old reset button on there too, though, you know, like, screw it up.
Yeah.
Just put it back to normal. I think that's cool though, because there are certain key commands sometimes that conflict with something that they don't like or something. So another thing to do in there would be to have one where you could turn it off.
Right.
That would be kind of cool. It is tricky though, because if somebody's like, oh, it's the Emmet one I don't like. Well, you know, so, you know, it's not, I mean, software is software, anything is possible, but us implementing that is much trickier. You know, we'd probably implement the customization of the big major ones first that we control, rather than like worrying about monkey patching third party stuff to, anyway, that's just inside baseball, I suppose. So those are the new ones. Pretty cool. I would say there's not a ton of keyboard stuff on just outside of the editor on CodePen. I don't think there's none, but I don't think we're hip to that, you know. It's not like GitHub where they're like, just press I and you'll go to issues or whatever. I don't even know if that is one, but it seems like something they would do, you know.
Yeah. Haven't gotten there yet.
No, but I do like thinking about those areas. In fact, it wasn't that long ago, and this isn't like totally podcast worthy, but we just never had swipe on the grids. And it seems so silly, because the design of the grids of when you're looking at, you know, like trending or something like that, you're looking at all the cool pens out there. We implemented these, I think we even internally call them like ghosts or whatever. You can see a few pens in the off to the right or to the left if you've already paginated. And it's like, just, they're not interactive. They're just like, oh, there's more content over there. Feel free to go over there. Stuff like Netflix and stuff do that too. You can see like a little bit of another movie or something like that. And it's on mobile, when you're looking at those ghosts, it just absolutely is begging you to swipe the screen over. And I think it's only been a couple of months now, but that totally works now after apologies, perhaps several years of that not working.
Yeah.
Look at that.
That's a really nice experience.
Oh my gosh. It's things like that that, anyway, it shows we care. If you let enough years go by, we care.
Absolutely.
But no keyboard commands shortcuts out here. You know, there's no like whatever command right arrow to go with that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
The main one I could see being useful is if we could bind like command N or something to like create a new pen or something. Yeah,
that's a good idea. It's not infeasible, but we also are, you know, these pages are, there's still some Rails ones left in there and stuff. And it'd be nice to, I'd rather focus our engineering effort on some other things before we're too deep in there, especially because we don't have a lot of people asking for it in the same way as in editor stuff, we have people asking for it. And you have to make software decisions to some degree on evidence of people, you know, not that anything anybody asks for you immediately do, but it is a signal for sure.
Right.
And I got my command shift C back. We used to be bounding it to the console and now we're not anymore. It's, and now it's, what is it? Command option 5, right?
Yeah. Command option 5 will get you the console, which is what it was in the classic editor. But I was trying to be better about, you know, like making it just something logical that was easy to remember. Command shift C for console. C is, sure.
Yeah. Come yeah, on. Yeah. I don't know. Like, what is, I think brainstorming session, like, it's too late. We're not changing it now, but like, what else is console-y? It's like that maybe the little like closing angle bracket that people use, but yeah, no, nobody's going to remember that. Yeah. C is okay. But now that it's part of an overall system of view management and it's just 5, I think that's fine. Already, once you know 1, 2, and 3, 4 and 5 are natural and 0 gets you back to square 1. All right, folks. That's going to do it, I suppose, unless you have any parting words for the people of...
Try them out. Learn some and get it in your workflow. Let us know how it goes for you.
Until next time. See you later. Bye-bye.